Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
While I was gone, I was checking the Instagram, and one of the things on the Instagram is our friend April Macy, who's an incredible comedian. And she posted a beautiful picture of herself, the ad for her new special on Netflix, April Macy, Tiffany Haddish, Stay Ready, in the middle of Times Square. I couldn't have been more proud for her, man.
I wasn't raised right, as you can tell. Yeah, my mom drinks every night and paints pictures of her and Michael Bolton in various tender embraces. That's true. I grew up poor. That was my first birthday right there. I grew up really poor. Yeah. So I've come a long f***ing way. We were so poor, my dad bought all of his medicine at pet stores and insisted it was the same thing. Yeah. Yeah. He was like, April, penicillin's penicillin. Fish penicillin, people penicillin. That's just f***ing penicillin. I'm like, no, no, Dad. There's a f***ing guppy on that bottle right there. That's a guppy. That's not even a pill, that's a pellet you drop into a tank when a fish has a f***ed up fin, keeps hitting its head on the reef, just swimming and hitting. It's not for human consumption. I know a doctor did not prescribe that shit. And he's like, ah, what do doctors know? I'm like, more than you and that f***ing Petco cashier, that's for sure.
Born November 2nd in Easton, Pennsylvania. She is a stand-up comedian who has appeared on Last Comic Standing and The Bad Girls of Comedy. She's appeared on Fuel TV, The Howard Stern Show, and co-hosted the AVN Awards. And now you can see her on Netflix in the new Tiffany Haddish stand-up series, They Ready. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, April Macy.
April Macy, are you all the way in Florence, Italy?
Italy. I'm in northern Italy. My husband surprised me. So we're on a little trip in the, is it Dolomites?
What a life you're having. I just saw your post. Let me say congratulations on the Times Square billboard, man. Amazing and well-deserved.
I know. My mom's finally impressed. She was like, oh, Times Square? She was like, oh, good. I'm glad 17 years later that's what it took.
Now, it's out on Netflix now. Tiffany Haddish, Stay Ready. And I'm just so happy that you finally got a release date on this, and it's out and running. And your life is just, it's crazy to me right now. You're on fire.
Oh, it feels good. It feels good. I feel like finally some validation. You know I'm empty on the inside. That's what I needed.
Of course, right? Well, think about it. All the years in a row, the clubs, the creepy managers, i.e. rest in peace, Craig. It's just a hard, hard place to be. A beautiful comedian out on the road is maybe the toughest gig I can possibly imagine.
No, it's been tough. And I've had, like, creepy managers. Like, I remember I had this guy. He was like, why don't you come to my office and do a fashion show? I was like, oh, no, I think he just wants to, like, peep and see me change, this weirdo.
And do a fashion, that's what they call that. That's his Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah, it was like, I think he got Weinstein. He just had me in his office, like, trying on different outfits. I'm not sure if there was a camera or if there's some sort of footage of me, like, trying to find stage apparel that he found appropriate.
Well, then that had to happen a lot because what magazine did you pose in? Was it Maxim?
What magazine?
Yeah, because there's some, like...
I feel like I was in Maxim Online.
Yeah.
Like, I was fully Maxim ready. I got the internet version.
Yeah, but beautiful pictures. But I was like, man, she had to have gotten really just, I mean, it's nice to be flirted with and even hit on. But again, it's a lot creepier than that when you're out on the road and you're by yourself and you got to deal with all these weirdos, you know, because it's not like you're so perving. You know, and let's face it, we've all seen the lady comedian where you're like, oh, nobody's bothering her. But that's not.
I feel like that's a much better life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Having a Craig Glazier just hit on you. I had to tell Craig years ago, I'm like, you can't pinch me anymore. You can't touch me. It's off limits.
God,
he's grabby.
Look, you should be glad he didn't stuff a finger in you.
Oh, gross. No, it sounds horrifying. Thank the Lord. That never happened. I'm going to be still weeping and sobbing in a corner somewhere.
Oh, yeah, there's just not enough. That's the only point where you'd literally try to use a toilet brush on yourself.
Oh, poor guy. I did cry when he died, though.
Of course.
I felt sad for him.
No, man, of course. I cried also for the $15,000 he still owed me.
Oh, no. You're never getting that back.
I guess not.
My dad's not giving it back.
In the lawsuit, I told you he was suing me when he passed. And in the lawsuit, it literally, and this is my favorite part. I swear to God, I'm going to put this on a shirt. It said, in the plaintiff said that Johnny Dare had remarked, when Craig dies, I will be the first to his body to pull the gold from his teeth so I can possibly get the money back he owes me. And our lawyer goes, did you say that? And I go, yeah, of course I said that. I go, why? Is it illegal? He goes, no, I just wanted to know if you said that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I missed my opportunity.
Wigs he had on.
Oh, anything. Scalp him. Just something to remember him by.
Did I ever tell you he gave me the weirdest fur coat? Like, it was like his ex-wife's fur coat. And the one day after, I think we just had gone to see you. And then after the radio, he's like, hey, you want to come and get Connie's fur coat? Connie left a coat. And I was like, oh, God. And my teacher that week was like, listen, you're getting that fur coat. I'm coming with you. And you're wearing it every time you're in town. It looked like a dead German shepherd. It was the saddest fur coat I have ever seen in my entire life. I still have it if you guys want it. Mm. That's Connie's
fur coat. Poor Connie. Well, no, good for Connie, man. She's got a happy life now. I run into her every once in a while. She's doing great. She's got kids. Everything's fantastic. I think she's repressed all the memories, and she's moved on.
Oh, good. She was a sweet little nugget.
She really was.
She deserved a life that was free of Greg.
Well, look with you, April Macy. Now, the thing with you, you compartmentalized your entire childhood, most of your life, and then you let it out in small things called Netflix specials.
No. I weep a lot. I do a lot of aggressive weeping. My childhood has manifested and showed its ugly head in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I'm damaged. I'm damaged goods. Why do you think I'm a lady comic?
But that's it. But that's
not a normal profession.
No. Listen, normally a girl as beautiful as you will grow up and you'll just, you know, what are you known for? Being very beautiful. So you're very elegant. You're crazy. And then I meet you and you are beautiful and you are elegant. And then you start to tell me things. I'm like, what? I'm sorry. Did I just hear exactly that?
So cute. You're the first person that's ever accused me of being elegant.
We don't refer to that as an accusation. that's a compliment. You can't take it.
That self-esteem pocket.
I know this, but you're better. You got this new husband, this devilishly handsome man who's squiring you about the planet. How many countries have you been in?
I've been to 67 countries.
Yeah.
And my husband and I, before our 1 year anniversary, we've done 100 cities. This is our last. We just went to this Lake Brez in Italy, and that was our 100th city.
And after you got married, he didn't turn. He didn't go like, forget it. Now I got you. I can treat you any old way.
No. I'm crazy. So you have to maintain to keep
sure.
up with me.
Well,
he's a good guy. He's like a totally good guy. I'm the unstable person in the relationship.
You're a grown woman. You also can't be that wife who's like, well, I'm married now. Now I don't have to try anymore. You got to still close the bathroom door and get.
You know. Well, you know what's funny? Like, we both tried so hard before the wedding. Like, we were in good shape. And now I'm a little gelatinous, just eating like prosciutto and just day drinking. Just fatten up like a champion.
Well, listen, after this special, you're going to go on the road for a long time. How's he going to deal with that?
Oh, he's going to be fine. We need a house in Tuscany. He'll be all right.
Can I come?
I think it's good. I think, like, I don't understand those couples that see each other every day. Like, I feel like when you have something built in to miss one another, it keeps the relationship fresh.
Yes.
Nobody needs to see my lunatic face every day.
How can I miss you if you won't go away?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I think being a comedian is, like, the best thing for a relationship. I would say if we saw each other 4 to 5 days a week, and then you have like a 2-day break where you can just be an animal by yourself, and I can lay in jammy pants in a hotel room and just shovel food off my cans. I, you know, do the things I like to do that he doesn't need to witness.
I just got back off a week-long motorcycle ride, and I get home, and I'm like, this is great. She forgot what a pig I am. I'm getting hugged and kissed and complimented. I'm complimenting her. I'm like, it's almost like when you leave an animal and they're like, you've only been gone 5 minutes, but you come back and you're brand new again. I'm like, this is fantastic.
Yeah. They reset. It's nice.
It really is.
Because you miss each other. I think you have to be able to miss each other. Otherwise, you grow used to the same face every day and you become complacent.
You're doing more than I've done or will do. Like, I don't live with her, and we're not married, and we have no plans on getting married. I'm sure we'll live together at some point, but I'm not getting married.
I never thought anybody would marry me. I thought I was far too crazy to be loved.
So
it turns out it's all right.
It's like I swear to God, like we're torn from the same family, like somewhere my father traveled somewhere. Because I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much the driving force behind all of us, man. Well, way too crazy to be loved.
Way too crazy. And you can't even believe it. Like, I think you tend to push it away where you're like, oh, this can't be right.
Right.
Nobody could love me this much.
It's good for you. Good for you. Now, are you worried? Are you at all worried? Because it's always my fear. I'm like, happiness might mean I might not be as good at my job again after that.
No, I'm still damaged. I'm always going to. I feel like funny is the only thing I have. I got nothing else. Look at me. What else can I do? I think we all know I'm not going to be a doctor at this point.
Now, are you going to let your mom anywhere near the new family?
You know, my mom came to the wedding and she was well behaved. She was a little boozy. She didn't fall down like she normally does at my shows, but she was all right. She's just like half antisocial. And my dad was pleasant. They like turned it on for half a minute and they were all right.
I feel like you should Meghan Markle the whole thing.
They love my husband.
Yeah.
They've seen some of the animals that I've dated. So they're happy. Dated some real dirtbags.
Well, I know a few of them.
I know. I had one that upgraded to first class and left me in coach on my birthday.
Did not. Did not.
Yeah.
Did not.
I got a solid chuckle. No, 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 I did. One of the comics that I dated, and I'll tell you later who it was, it was my birthday, and then he upgraded. And he boarded first. So I had to walk past him and just pray. He didn't acknowledge me. He was already busy reading a paper and drinking champagne.
I feel like I don't want to know, because whoever that is, I don't want to, unless I won't like him anymore.
Oh, you probably don't like him. You probably don't like him anyway.
All right. Good.
He's not the best human.
Oh, my God. I hate being. But did you? It had to be. Well, that was the end of it. That had to be the end of it.
No, no, no. I stayed for another year and a half. He was like a wounded baby bird that I thought I could fix. You know, just nurse that, put him in a shoebox and just nurse that baby bird back to health. Watch him fly.
That little
That's
baby.
What I'm hopeful for.
He wasn't all baby bird healthy after his little washcloth and champagne?
No, no. He weeped after we broke up. And he was like, I just want to be sleepy bees again. We used to say we were sleepy bees. And I was like, we will never be sleepy bees. Ever again. It might be the craziest thing I've ever shouted at somebody.
We will never be sleepy bees again.
Never, never.
Oh.
I just want to get a Christmas tree.
Oh, my God.
Smell pine by yourself.
I want to punch him in the face already.
Oh, he was such an animal, but I loved him so much.
Oh. Well, listen, all those days, by the way, your husband can't hear you say that, can he?
Oh, no, no, he's right here. He doesn't care.
Okay, I'm like, don't say that in front of him. Don't say that in front of him.
No, no, he has a belly full of champagne. He's day drinking. He's
perfect. All right. Hey, by the way, our good friend Lee Fleissig was in Florence, and he made it to the outside. He didn't have time. They were in such a hurry, but I tried to send him into your restaurant. I looked at it online. It's great. What a great idea.
All food I crave. It's everything I want. Like a macaroni and cheese bun on a burger is what I've really always wanted. It's like fat girl dreams is what I've really dreamed of.
Well, that's it. How do you make a mark in a place like Florence, Italy, with all those incredible restaurants? It's all Italian. That's what everybody wants, right? So you do an Americanized version, and you really cut a niche for yourself.
I think because there's like 14,000 American students, and so every semester studying abroad. And it's like, if you're there for 3 days, yeah, you want to eat Italian every day. But if you're there, you know, for more than a month for like expats and students, it's like you want a little bit of home. And we also, like, show American football, which is something people don't care to show. And, like, you know, some sports stuff and baseball. And it's, you know, just old fatty American grub.
No, it's fantastic.
Like, who doesn't want a potato skin? Everybody does.
You're the best. You're the best. All right, listen. You go back and be with your genuine Sleepy Bee, your soul Sleepy Bee.
Yeah, this is my new Sleepy Bee. He's the best Sleepy Bee I've ever had.
And just
normal.
Everybody has got to go to Netflix. Tiffany Haddish, They Ready. It's out now. You can check it out. And man, I hope we cross paths very, very soon.
I know. I hope to get back to Kansas City soon.
Come on. Come on, anytime, and enjoy Italy. Enjoy, and thank you.
I'm
winning. All right, love to you. Stay right there. Hold on, Jake.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.